السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللہ تعالیٰ کی ایک صفت قدوس ہے، مختلف لغات میں اس لفظ کے جو معنی
ہیں. حضور says one of the attribute of God is Al-Quddus and I will put before you a few examples of the past commentators and I will put before you the meaning and a little commentary. Taj al-Urus says that Al-Quddus is one of the holy names of God and it means At-Tahir, who is free of all faults and shortcomings, and Al-Mubarak, who has all kinds of blessings. At-Taqdis means that to confirm that Allah is without any faults and free of any shortcomings. Mufradat-e-Raghib says At-Taqdis is that purity which is granted by Allah, which وَيُطَهِرُكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا is the verse of the Holy Quran where it has been defined. It does not mean to remove physical impurity, but it means to purify man's inner self. Another dictionary says Quddus is such an existence who is pure and is free from all faults and shortcoming, and he is pure in all respects. Then Al-Quds means the purity and blessing. Nearly the same meaning is mentioned in Lisanul Arab. These are few Arabic lexicons. Hazrat Muslim Aoud has taken these meanings from all these dictionaries, and it means Al-Quddus, who is is perfect of all purity. Not only that he is free of impurities and imperfections, but it also has all the qualities, and it is an existence who has all purity and is free of all faults. There no question arises of being having any fault in the existence of Allah, and there is no purity and beauty and quality which man can think of, and it is not present in the existence of God. He is also embodiment of all qualities which are found in him, and also those qualities which man's intellect cannot conceive, and that is the majesty and greatness of that Quddus existence. Then I will now put before you the commentary which some commentators have put on this particular attribute. In the Holy Quran it says that the angel said to Allah, then Nuqaddisu laka, and explanation of this, the commentary Majma'ul Bayan states that Nuqaddisu laka means, O Allah, that all faults which are not to your majesty, we declare you are free of you are free of them, and nothing we ascribe to you. And Nuqaddis laka, the lam letter, is additional to the emphasis. And some people have also translated it that we say salat prayer for your sake, and it also says that we purify ourselves and remove our faults to win your pleasure. Allama Fakhruddin Razi says, وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, that some people have raised a doubt that the angels at the time of creation of man, أَتَجَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا, by stating this had raised an objection against God. Allama Fakhruddin, removing this doubt, says that this is wrong and baseless. For these reasons. Firstly, that the angels have attributed the unrest and disturbance to the people, not to Adam. And the angel said, وَنَحْنُ نُحْسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and tasbih means that that you should declare free of all physical faults, and to declare him to be free of all faults. And similarly, Allama Razi says that Al-Quddus, the attribute of God, means
Al-Quddus
Al-Quddus and Al-Quddus is used for God. It is for the purity of Allah's acts and His qualities and attributes, and this is a word with much wider meaning, that Allah's existence is without faults. And if you have to test his qualities, then you should keep the attribute Al-Quddus, which explains all the qualities and attributes of God. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the First has said that by translating or meaning of the Holy Quran, you have to make the true meaning under Al-Quddus of the attributes of God. But you must remember one principle, that Allah's Al-Quddus attribute must not be harmed or affected. And you must always keep Al-Quddus attribute in view when you are giving meaning to the verses of the Holy Quran. You must not make such a meaning which may refer to, which will affect the holy attribute of God, that all His acts and all His commands are free of all kinds of faults. In the commentary, Ruhul Bayan says about Nahnu Nuqaddisu Bihamdika, that with different blessings of you, one is to be able to praise you, that we declare you of all faults which is not to your majesty and your holiness. And it is for defining the bestowal of God. Which means whatever meaning of a height and a great position, that whatever meaning is worthy of your station, we declare it. And what is not worthy to you, we declare you to be free of that. There is a commentary of Ibn Kasir. He says, under Nahnu Nuqaddisu Bihamdika wa Nuqaddisu Lak, Nahnu Nusabbihu Bihamdika wa Nuqaddisu Lak, that it is well known praise, which means it's salat and the blessings of God. And many of the companions, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, etc., has said, Nusalli Laka, that, O Allah, we offer salat prayer for your sake. Then Mujahid says the meaning of this verse, that Mu'azzimuka wa Nuqaddiruka, that we respect you and honor you and declare your transcendency. There is another meaning by another companion, that we will neither deny you or do something which is disliked by you. Then taqseed means at-tazim at-tathir, that is to declare his greatness and to declare him purified. Sabuh means that Allah, to declare Allah to be free of all faults, and Quddus means all the purity and greatness befits him. And further comment, he says, Nahnu Nuhsabbihu Bihamdika means, O Allah, we declare you pure and free of all those things which are attributed to you by the idolaters. And Wanuqaddisu Laka means that about whatever wrong things which the unbelievers and idolaters have attributed to you, we declare you free of them. I had given a reference of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the First about Al-Quddus. The full quotation is, he says, it is true that heavens and earth, whatever it has, praises God. Every particle bears a witness that He is Creator, and His lordship and the maintenance of life is by Him, and everything is has permanence because of Him. Because of His protection, it exists. Also that Allahum Malik, that he is also, if he has to give a reward, it is because he is master, and if he punishes, it is not for being harsh, but it is for their reformation. So how is God is Al-Quddus, that we do not see anything in his attributes which is harmful, that he is has all the good qualities and is free of all faults, not reflecting over the Holy Quran by failing to understand the philosophy of the attributes of God. Either you do not reflect or you fail to understand the philosophy of Allah's attributes. They have created this wrong opinion that sometimes they give meaning to Allah's attributes which are in conflict to other attributes. He says, I tell you a principle for it, that you should always keep this in view when you are giving meaning to the verses of the Holy Quran, that you do not give any meaning to them which is against the attributes of God. You should keep the attributes of God in view, and you should give such a meaning and think and make sure that it does not harm the Quddus attribute of God. Because in the lexicon there can be various meaning to the same word, and a man who has an impure heart can give a wrong meaning and object to the meaning of the Holy Quran. But you should always keep in view that whatever meaning you give to the Holy Quran, you should make sure that it is not against the Al-Quddus attribute of God. In the whole word of God is filled with the truth and wisdom, and which reflects the greatness of his messenger. Here I will also mention an admonition of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the First, that with this reference he had given a very beautiful and loving admonition for the Ahmadis, and every Ahmadi should know, realize and keep in mind, whether he is rich or poor, whether he is man or woman, he should fix it in mind. It is necessary for the self-purification, and one turns to the worship of God and also to the doing one's duty to fellow human being. He says that those who are illiterate, they should know that they should declare God to be pure with their activity, with their practice. That those who are the servant of Al-Quddus God and believe in the Holy Book, such should be the one who follow this Mujaddid, the reformer that he promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So to declare Allah to be pure of all harms and shortcomings can only be attested when you are showing it through your practice. And he says, you don't need to know a lot of scholarly achievement. Even a man who has no schooling, because he listens to other people and he reflects over this, he knows what are the commands to do and what are the commands we are forbidden, and what are the examples which Holy Prophet ﷺ has set for us. The firmness of faith of the Quddus attribute of God will be reflected by an Ahmadi when he self purifies himself and purifies his heart. Only then it is it is worth believing this Imam. Another place he says, you should remember that Allah is Al-Quddus. No one can become his beloved unless he is pure. To gain proximity to God, it is necessary to purify yourself. And to gain nearness, you need to have your prayers accepted and to bow to Him. But before that, you must make an effort to purify yourself. In this regard, Hazrat Musleh Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, says that the piety of man is earned. That is, he does good deeds and then he gains reward, or it develops some good thing in him, and Allah's goodness is personal. Therefore Allah is called Al-Quddus, but man cannot be called Al-Quddus because God is without any fault, but man becomes faultless through effort. And so if you will only gain Quddus effort, when by effort you will remove your shortcomings and faults. No time has come on God when he was has had faults and then he tried to become perfect. But a man is first imperfect and then gradually he reaches his perfection. First he's a child, then he gains intelligence and then starts saying Salat. And then every day's prayer takes him to higher grades. And 2 days prayer takes him further, and 3 days Salat prayer takes him to more heights, and this way he continues to advance. But Allah, as he was pure millions of years ago, he is exactly the same today. Neither was his Al-Quddus attribute short before, nor it is more today. He has his Al-Quddus from eternity and will remain for eternity. With the Quddus attribute of God, a true believer can take part of it only when, according to the teachings given by Al-Quddus God, when a believer were to progress in his piety and in his worship. Then Hazrat Musleh Maud, that when the angel says nahnu nusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddisu lak, that we praise you and declare you of one who has all the greatness. Explaining it further, Khalifatul Masih the Second says, when the angel said this, Allah said, I know and you don't. It is true that as you say, that humans will create unrest. They will create disturbance, I know that. But you don't know one thing, that now the human activity will be under the law of Sharia, and those who will follow the Sharia law and those who will advance in piety to take share of Al-Quddus, they will go past the station of angels, and this is what the angels lacked. By explaining it further, Hazrat Musleh Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, has said that one point is worth remembering, one salient point is worth remembering, that at the time of making Adam a caliph, whatever Allah said was true, and whatever the angel said was also true. But it was the difference of point of view. Allah's point was on those holy people who were to be born in the progeny of Adam, and was on the qualities of that administration which was to be established under Adam. But the angels' sight was those evil doers who, by denying Allah's commands, were going to deserve Allah's anger and wrath. in the creation of Adam, Allah could see the manifestation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the angels were looking at the people of the type of Abu Jahl, and they were worried about it. Although it is true that whatever the angels thought of the establishment of successor of God was true, but their fear that such an administration should be a curse for the people is wrong, because the quality of an administration is judged by its good things rather than by those who show weakness. If you see some, you leave some good work because of the intervening dangers, then you cannot progress. Every great work has some danger with it. And from Muslim, I'll give an example that, for example, a student sometimes lose their life in gaining knowledge, but they don't give up gaining knowledge. Similarly, there are armies to protect the countries, and they give their life sometimes. But people don't stop joining the army, or they don't stop protecting their country. Therefore, by the establishment of successor, a part of the people were deserving punishment and were creating unrest and disturbance. But there was another part, another section, which will become the beloved of God and would rise higher than the angels. That successful section was the output of that administration, and one cannot say that the human setup was unsuccessful. Rather, the true thing is that even a one individual of this higher section was that for his sake the whole system should be established. By keeping this wisdom in view, Allah had said to his perfect people, Lawla ka lama khalaqtul aflaq, that if you were not born, then I will not have created the cosmos. This is a hadith Qudsi, and it is about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some other perfect individuals had also received this revelation, and these perfect people are an evidence of this, that Allah's view and aim was under this wisdom. And such people who greater than angels, pure holy, they praise God, and they certainly have a higher station than angels, because their hallowness of God is limited. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, that he purified people's minds as well as their practice and actions. And to so far as a reflection of this true reflection of this Al-Quddus God, we see his benefit, and as long as the world is remains, it will continue to witness this. Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih II says under Al-Quddus attribute, that the second attribute was that he is Al-Quddus. About this he says, Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakihim. He also wants that those who are near to him, everything that has linked to him should be purified. Therefore he has sent the messenger with his verses and signs, so that he should read those verses to them and create spiritual holiness in them. Firstly, he should purify their mind, and then yuzakki him, and purify their actions and deeds. And in this connection, Hazrat Muslim Aoud says further, that compared to under Al-Quddus, the work of the messengers is mentioned, yuzakki him, that he purifies the people. What is the sign of a scholar? He teaches others, and other people through his effort become knowledgeable. So the proof of Allah's Quddus attribute is that those who are raised by Him purify the people. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took up the imperfect people and with their effort they become purified. So this is the perfect prophet of Al-Quddus, God, under whose influence even the common people become holy. Therefore, everyone should try to come under his influence if they have to purify themselves or have to become true believers. As I said, that whatever commands and prohibitions there are in the Holy Quran, you will have to act upon them, you will have to follow them. If you will not follow them, then we will not be called who have come to God. We will not be called those who have come to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and consequently we will not be able to take benefit of Al-Quddus attribute of God. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, referring to the power of purification which Allah had given to the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that by painting the picture of Arabia, he says that if you were to look at the condition, low condition of the Arabs, that they were involved in all kind of evils, no one could have even thought that these people can ever be purified or ever be made to have intelligence. Because they can even follow the normal etiquettes rather than becoming godly. But as was the promise of God, that whosoever will create a link with my beloved, he will be purified. Not only he will be purified, but will be helped by the Holy Spirit. And then the world saw that there was a revolutionary change in that nation. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard that whosoever were to look at it with the minute glance that they had left their original desires and effort and the actions in which they were involved and they thought they were good, why did they leave those evil actions how did they cut off that link and met with their Lord? And this was all the power of reformation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That messenger who was chosen by God and with his lasting attention attended to him and given attention to him, and that way the thinking of the good quality was that the companions were taken from lowly conditions, were taken to the great heights of heaven, and they were gradually changed to purified state, and their station continued to rise every moment. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found them as animals and the quadruped, because they were like animals. They did not know the unity of God nor of purification. They were engrossed in evil and they could not make a distinction between good and bad. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ taught them the human etiquettes and put them on civilized states. And then he says, the third door to the knowledge of God, which Allah has opened with His great mercy in the Holy Quran, is the blessings of God, which should be called the miracles of effect. That one will not be unaware that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a limited like an island, Arabia, like an island, as though they were isolated by separating from other civilizations. And before the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they lived beastly life. And the faith and belief, and they were totally unaware of the duty to God and duty to man, and they were idolaters and had evil thoughts, and they were engrossed in pursuit of pleasures. And they had gone to the highest level in these evils. The theft and barbary and robbery and killing, and to devour the property of the orphans, and to kill the daughters, and to take away the property of the orphans, and to take away the rights of others, they thought it was not evil. Every type of evil and every type of darkness was generally covering the hearts of the Arab people. This is quite well known that even the opponents, extreme opponents, cannot deny that this is so well known that even those who are against Islam cannot deny it. And every just man knows that the same ignorant and beastly people, and they were impure, and they were engrossed in evil, and they were totally impure, and little they knew of good things. After entering Islam, after accepting the Holy Quran, what a radical change came over them, and how the effect of the godly words and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within a short span of time had changed their hearts so radically that after their ignorance, they were made rich with the salient point of wisdom. And they were so lost in this that from their homes, their relations, and their own self, they left everything to please God. So their previous condition and the radical change after this new life they received entering Islam, the Holy Quran has defined them so clearly and mentioned them so clearly that a good man who has pure heart sheds tears when he reads them. What was it which changed them to taken them to an entirely new world? There are only two things. Firstly, that innocent and prophet that with his power of reformation was most effective. So effective that it never happened before, never it will happen again. Secondly, that Allah the Almighty's great effect of His Word, Holy Quran, that it taken a large number of people from many of much darkness to light of wisdom and spirituality. These are miraculous things. No one can cite another example of it that any holy book had ever brought about such a radical change. And no one can give evidence that any book has such a quality, such a effect that he reformed people as the Holy Quran brought about that reformation among the people. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam admonishing us says that the influence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not ended, but it continues even today. In the teachings of the Holy Quran has the same effect, same blessings even today. When God is the same Al-Quddus God, anyone who wants to advance towards Him, he receives benefit from Him. The influence of His Messenger is still ongoing. The effect of His Holy Book is still ongoing. In this time, He has also shown us the sight of His Messiah and Mahdi, powers of reformation, that all it should give us an opportunity to gain a benefit from Al-Quddus God. May Allah enable us to attain this. Ameen.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر